You're listening to the Keiko Jones Experience.
This is episode 3 of the Keiko Jones Experience. Welcome once again to our humble podcast, which is an extension of the 5 music blog, KeikoJones5.blogspot.com. So, sit back and enjoy this hour's worth of music we have lined up for you. And let's start things off with a bang. Well, actually, more like a kaboom. Courtesy of 12 Rods, you are listening to the Keiko Jones Experience.
Just keep me sinking down. hay más que decirnos. Habla el humo, nada el humo. Y rema en espiral. Cuando no hay más que decirnos, se abren al aire vacíos que dos no pueden respirar. Para desvanecerse alargando el después, trayectoria sin final, distante placer de una mirada frente a otra. Cuando no hay más que decirnos, me hago uno con el humo, serpenteando la razón. De todo aquello decidido, se estira el tiempo y me olvido como vos. Y en la espera vagamos, indiferente. Que dejó para desvanecerse alargando el después, una historia sin final, distante placer de una mirada frente a otra.
tell me what you're thinking of? Would you be an outlaw for my love?
So much of my life waiting.
Tara and Time Is Your Friend from the album El Subliminoso. Before that, Big Star and 13. Also in that set was Bocanada by Gustavo Cerati from the album of the same name. And Billy Corgan's short-lived project Swan with Ride a Black Swan. And we started things off with 12 Rods and Kaboom. You're listening to the Kiko Jones Experience, Episode 3. This next one is a controversial figure. Mr. Ryan Adams, of course, and this is Love Is Hell.
Call
There. Radiohead from Hail to the Thief. And before that, we heard Prefuse 73 with what we assume is a love song, Perverted Undertone. The Police was in there with Next to You, the lead-off track from their debut album, Outlandos de Moor, and Howlin' Maggie with Alcohol. You're listening to the Kiko Jones Experience, the podcast offshoot of the Five Music Blog, kikojones5.blogspot.com. We were thinking about playing some jazz, and while pondering what to play for you, we came across some Miles Davis, and we were reminded of a question that the late, great Miles Davis was asked many years ago. Miles had had many, many diverse lineups over the years, and this journalist asked him who Miles missed the most of all the musicians that had played for him. And the first answer was not surprising at all. It was the great John Coltrane on sax, of course. And the second answer was someone that caught a lot of people off guard. It was none other than Robin Ford, very, very talented guitarist who briefly played for Miles. And while he really understands the language of jazz, Robin is not best known as a jazz musician, more along the lines of being recognized for being a great blues man is a Robin's claim to fame. So we decided we're not going to play some jazz right now, but we will play you some Robin Ford live in San Francisco, with one of our favorite tracks of his. This is Robin Ford and You Cut Me to the Bone.
Nobody knows when it all began, this kind of trouble between a woman and man. You know the nature of a love bring pain. Tell me you never want to feel that way again. And I seem to be at the heart of all your problems. You cut me to the bone. Baby, you cut me to the bone. You know how to make a man feel love. You cut me to the bone. You've gone a long way from loving me. Now you're leaving me in misery. Forget about it, all that we've been through. You're gonna do the things you wanna do. And you don't wanna hear a single word I'm saying. Cut me to the bone. Baby, you cut me to the bone. You know how to make a man feel done the way you cut me to the bone. Lost in a dream of what you are. One day I wake up and see you too far. Now with the sunshine there will be some rain, but it was never meant to be in vain. And
you don't want to hear say a word about it. You cut me to the bone, baby, you cut me to the bone. You know how to make a man feel numb. You cut me to the bone. You know how to make a man feel down the way you cut me to the bone.
The late Chris Whitley and Narcotic Prayer from his highly acclaimed Din of Ecstasy album. Before that, we heard Robbie Rosa and Madre Tierra from the album Vagabundo. And if you haven't heard Robbie's music before, there's surely no way you asked yourself, does this sound like a guy who used to be in Menudo? Which, of course, Robbie was. And later he went on to have a very acclaimed career as a solo artist, mostly with Spanish language material. And of course he was a member of the cult favorite Maggie's Dream from Los Angeles. And he is best known these days for having co-written Maria, The Cup of Life, and of course Livin' La Vida Loca for his old Menudo buddy, Ricky Martin. It's about that time, and we're going to wrap things up with a very appropriately titled track, Wave Goodbye by Chris Cornell. We want to thank you for listening. Hope you've enjoyed it. This has been another episode of the Kiko Jones Experience.